one who's gonna wait for me until I come at midnight. And then just praying with her, my goodness, it's just been, it's been amazing. She's made such an impact in my life. And I believe, God, I'm not in the same place as I was when you stepped into, you know, before you stepped into my house. It's a new season in my life, and I believe also for these women that have come here, let us arise in the place of prayer. Sometimes we say we are too busy to pray. My goodness, we can never be too busy to pray. We have too many things to pray for. We have our children to pray for. We have our marriages to pray for. We have our workplaces to pray for. We have the church. We have this nation that is going haywire to pray for, to stand in the gap. And sometimes we can look at ourselves and say, my goodness, I'm just this, this woman who has all these weaknesses, who is this and this and this. Maybe they, well, we need to be looking at somebody else to intercede. But God asked, God is asking, because literally he looked at Isaiah and when he was speaking, he said, who shall I send? He didn't ask, can we send this one? He didn't specify, he asked, who can I send? Until Isaiah said, here I am, send me. And that is all that the Lord is asking us to do, to just say, here I am, send me. Here I am, Lord, I'm going to stand in the gap. And when we say, here I am, I'm going to stand in the gap, God is going to teach you how to pray. Amen. He will, because the Bible says we do not know how to pray for as we ought to. But he says that the Spirit of the living God, he intercedes for us. He intercedes for us with groans that cannot be uttered, yeah, because he prays for us in accordance to the will of God. So when we submit ourselves to him and we submit ourselves to the word of God, he teaches us, he trains us, and I'm just amazed, you know, and we want to get to a place where, you know, God can show us things before they even happen in our own families, before they happen in the church, before they happen even in this nation, so that we can pray. And this is not for just a specific people. This is not for a special people. I believe it is for us. And that is why, and I'm not really, I can't even add to what you said, but it just reminds me of what, is it Elijah? The Bible says that Elisha or Elijah was a man just as we are. Who was it? Elijah, he was a man just as we are. Just a man who was ordinary just as we are, yet he prayed. And he prayed that the heavens be shut off for 3 years, and they were shut off. He was just an ordinary man. Joshua was an ordinary man, and he just declared one time when they were having war, he said, he told the sun and the moon, sun to stand still where it was, and God heard his prayer. Because these were ordinary men, but these were men that were sold out to God. These were men that were given out to God, and all that God needs for us is to surrender and to yield ourselves to him. Again, he's asking, who can I send? Who is going to stand in the gap in this hour? Who is going to stand in the gap in this season? Who is going to stand in the gap for this nation? Who is going to stand in the gap for our children? Who is going to stand in the gap for our children as they go to school? Sometimes we take it for granted when there are so many gunshots that are going in, people getting into our schools. And God wants us to arise and take our positions. Wake up, and even as we pray for our own children, we pray for those, you know, in those places, and we decree that no weapon fashioned against our children, no weapon fashioned against our school districts shall prosper. We have to stand in the gap. Amen. We have to stand in the gap, or else things are going to be arising up, and it's like, what happened here? But just because there was nobody to stand in the gap, and there was nobody to sit and be quiet and listen to what God wants to do and what he wants to say in this hour. Amen. He wants to let us know. God wants to let us know. God wants to tell us what is going on.
Amen.
But we have to be submitted. We have to yield ourselves. We have to live a surrendered life. Yeah, we have to. We have to, especially at this time, we have to praise the name of the Lord. So I just want to thank you, woman of God, and I wish we can keep you even more. I told Mother I've given her for just one night. And I need her tomorrow. But anyway, she's been such a blessing to us. And we welcome you again, Mom, when you have another chance to come here. I mean, you're welcome. This church is open. And I believe, God, that we are not going to be in the same level as we were when you step here. We refuse to stay in the same position. We want to go on. We want to know God better. We want to know God more. We want to walk with God. Praise the name of the Lord. So I don't know what else we could have. I don't know if we have any prayer needs in our midst. Anything that anybody wants us to pray for. Any prayer issues. Praise the name of the Lord. And why don't we just rise up, and I just want us to hold our hands together and thank